Cemeteries are an iconic part of Vermont's landscape. Gravestones, some of them centuries old, stick up out of the hillsides around our village centers, reminding Vermonters and visitors of the state's history. But as VPR's Howard Wise Tisman reports, some towns are having trouble finding the money and the workers needed to maintain those cemeteries.
And this is the older part of the cemetery. It goes back, early 1800s, sometime along in the...
John Newton's family goes back more than 200 years in West Hartford. And their story can be tracked here in the West Hartford Cemetery.
That's my great-grandmother and great-grandfather and great-great-grandfather and great-great-grandmother. So, going back a few years, on the left is Mary Spencer, wife of Calvin Newton, died in 1890. She was 74.
Newton is president of the West Hartford Cemetery Association, a private volunteer organization that oversees this cemetery. He's been involved with the association for 37 years. And at 75 years old, he kind of wonders what the future holds for the property.
We're not selling too many lots now. I mean, things have changed somewhat so that the activity level has dropped off. One of the problems is trying to find people to volunteer, keeping it mowed and trimmed, and a few other things that need doing time to time. In the meantime, we'll continue maintaining this cemetery as long as possible.
For a long time, the West Hartford Cemetery Association relied on work crews from the state prison in Windsor to mow the lawn and maintain the grounds. It was cheap labor. The prison closed this year, and so now the cemetery, along with all of the others in the town of Hartford, are trying to figure out who will pay for the higher maintenance costs from now on. Under Vermont law, a town becomes responsible for a cemetery if a church or volunteer organization gives it up. So now the town of Hartford is trying to figure out what it will mean to next year's budget if it has to take over any of the private cemeteries. Newton says he hopes taxpayers are willing to understand what's at stake.
They're kind of like monuments in that sense, and that the town should maintain them if it comes to that. So, we have to decide as a society, are we going to just abandon them or not? Or are we going to just, like parks, maintain them?
If you're going to do something new, then what else aren't you going to do? Because it has to be a trade-off. We can't just continue to grow out of control.
Leo Puller is Hartford's town manager.
Entry-level employee costs the town about $80,000 a year. Probably 3-4 employees there, so you're upwards of $300,000 to run cemeteries in the town. There's, 2.5 cents on the tax rate, to put it realistically.
The select board asked Puller to form a committee to look at all the cemeteries in Hartford and figure out what it would cost if the town ends up taking over some of the private burial grounds in town. And he says he understands that it's not just dollars and cents that Hartford has to consider.
We're trying to be proactive here and respectful to the folks that are buried up there and the folks that might want to be buried here inside the town of Hartford. It's a broad issue. It's not a single point issue. There's a lot of things that touch this issue, and we're trying to be sensitive to that and still be understanding to the voters and the taxpayers in the town.
There are more than 1,900 cemeteries dotting the Vermont landscape. About half of them are already run by municipalities, and the rest are owned by churches and volunteer groups. Patrick Healy is president of the Vermont Cemetery Association. Healy says he's hearing stories like the one that's playing out in Hartford more and more as budgets tighten and costs increase.
So I've been here for 30 years, and we're hearing money issues all the time.
Healy says Vermont cemeteries, many of which are tucked into rocky hillsides in small villages, were not built to grow. And when they run out of space, they lose revenue. And he says as people like John Newton in Hartford age, it's increasingly hard to find new volunteers to step up.
And it's usually the money issue comes up when there's a changing of the guard. There's a changing of the commissioners. And most of the time it's because the trustees or commissioners may be into their 70s and 80s and they start to die off. And then all of a sudden new people come in and say, what are we supposed to do here? There's not enough money. And that's when things come up.
In 2015, the Vermont League of Cities and Towns asked the legislature to stop requiring municipalities to take over cemeteries, but lawmakers turned down their call. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman in Hartford.